Mass Wildlife is launching its Citizen Scientist campaign, calling for help from state residents to report populations of three different kinds of animals: wild turkeys, rabbits, and bats. Marion Larson, outreach coordinator from Mass Wildlife, says that by reporting sightings of wild turkeys, which are numerous throughout the region, the data helps as part of the state's annual turkey brood survey.
We're asking people to help us get a sense of how well the turkey hatch went this spring by counting the number of hens and the number of poults, that's the word for young turkeys, that they may happen to see.
State residents are also being asked to monitor rabbit population to help the state with its goal of finding out more data on the New England cottontail. Larson said that the New England cottontail, a species which is vulnerable to endangerment in Massachusetts, is extraordinarily difficult to tell apart from the very common eastern cottontail, the one that's usually seen chewing plants in the garden. Larson said that because the two are so hard to tell apart, Massachusetts residents are being asked to bring in any dead rabbits to their regional Mass Wildlife office.
So we're not asking people to blast rabbits and bring them into us. If you found one that's dead, stick it in the freezer and make arrangements to drop it off at our Dalton office or our Belchertown office in the Connecticut River Valley with information on exactly where you found it, on the best street address or GPS coordinates or even a Google map with a little X on it.
Carcasses in any condition are valuable to the study. New England cottontails often inhabit thick vegetation. And lastly, bats. Massachusetts residents that may have knowledge of breeding bat populations are encouraged to report their findings. Marion Larson again.
We have been asking for summer bat colony information now for the last 4 or 5 years, you know, and with it being just so much more important to find out. And some people have been responding saying, oh, we've had them in the past and we had hundreds and now we only have dozens or we haven't had any. That kind of information is also very useful.
Bats in the Northeast have been suffering a large decline in population due to white nose syndrome, a disease that affects the bat's ability to hibernate through the winter, which leads to death. Tony Gola, a Western District biologist from Mass Wildlife, says that more information on bats is very important to the state.
You know, where we have found significant numbers of bats in the past, and those bat populations have been annihilated, you know, they're totally gone, where we've gone from, you know, 8,000 bats down to like 2.
Bats are migratory, and many that spend the winters in the Northeast are being affected by the white nose syndrome. The state is looking for information on bats in summer colonies with numbers of 10 or more. Marion Larson warns, though, that people shouldn't handle the bats and that reporting them by telephone is just fine. She also mentioned that bats reproduce with only one pup a year, so if and before any work is done to relocate bats, it's important to make sure that the young are old enough to survive on their own.
It's not very easy to have that population rebound. So if people can be patient and tolerant, it would be great if they could wait until the young are old enough to be on their own.
More information on the surveys can be found linked to our website at wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.